other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 14th day already of March 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours with Wide Open Telephones. Coming up in the second hour, investigative journalist who's written for WorldNet Daily and a dozen other major publications, who's really covered the 9/11 whitewash like no one else has, going to almost all the different congressional meetings, has also been researching all of the confirmed reports of male prostitutes, underage male prostitutes, you name it, swirling around the White House, and how this connects into the Gannon case, how it connects into the Franklin cover-up, how it connects in with the mysterious death of Hunter S. Thompson. Tom Flacco will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Here's the headline: photographer tied to child sex ring arrested after Thompson's suicide. And it's a lengthy 12-page report that he's put out that's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and we'll be analyzing that coming up in the next hour. Also, 8 dead in U.S. church massacre. It's like someone flipped a switch and now this individual goes into the courthouse and grabs the gun away, shoots and kills 3 people, injures another. He's now been captured, and then on top of it, somebody walks into a church meeting at a Sheraton hotel and starts blasting right at the time. Even Rush Limbaugh has said this. It's always interesting when they introduce all these gun bills that magically this stuff starts happening. Is it a coincidence, or is it part of something larger? Or in a country of 290 million people, are you occasionally going to have mass shootings? In fact, overall shootings in this country are down by about 14% of what they were just 7 years ago. On a 20-year average, it's down over 20%. And a lot of that is because of concealed carry. Because a lot of your gangland and home invasion shootings are down because there's more Americans with guns today. But somebody tuning in to watch the mainstream media and major studies will tell you in major polls that they think there's an epidemic of crime, that there's more crime. Just like they'll tell you there's an epidemic out there of child kidnapping, when actually the numbers are way down from what they were just 10 years ago as well. So we'll be talking about that. But the courthouse shooting suspect defiant and proud, the prosecutors are saying. We'll also get into this report out of Reuters. Al-Qaeda ally may target U.S. theaters and schools. MSNBC, no evidence Al-Qaeda knew of Madrid bombing a year and, 3 days ago. Of course they weren't involved. It was Al-Qaeda. That's a mainstream news in Spain. Activists rally to save Terry Schiavo. And, of course, you know now about the million-dollar offer by a TV tycoon for Michael Cockroach Schiavo to not kill her, to not go ahead with the order to take her feeding tube away. So we'll be going over that report. Growing fears that credit boom may implode. This from the Financial Times of London. Interesting article here out of the Detroit News. Marines driven out of UAW lot. The union says Marines and foreign cars displaying bush stickers unwelcome. Bird flu clusters may signal virus change. That's what the World Health Organization is saying. That and a lot more straight ahead in the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. They're all a little different, so check all the sites out today. And my new film, Martial Law, is now shipping.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, big broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk to award-winning investigative journalist Tom Flacco. And no, it's not going to be about 9-11. He was there at almost all the different 9-11 hearings, both the Congressional Whitewash and the unindependent Blue Ribbon Committee of Al-Qaeda Business Associates and Carlyle Group Business Associates. Remember, they first tried to have Henry Kissinger as the head of it, but he had to recuse himself. Now, we're not going to have Tom on about that, as we've had him on many times before. No, he's done really an in-depth sterling investigation of the homosexual rings in the White House and its connection to the pedophile rings, and it's all from court records and mainstream news. Much of it that we've covered here on the broadcast, but he's put it together in a 12-page report now on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So that's coming up a little bit later in the second hour. We're also going to be taking your calls early in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. Gets you up and on the air. 8 dead in U.S. church massacre. 7 people have been shot dead and several others hurt by a gunman who opened fire at a U.S. church service. The gunman shot and killed himself after the shooting spree. Well, see, if guns were just banned, he would have followed the law and wouldn't have done this. You know, he's willing to kill a bunch of people and kill himself, but he would have followed the law and not gotten a gun to do it. course, I'm being sarcastic. And again, actual mass shooting numbers are way down, upwards of 20% from what they were a decade ago. That's like 14% just in the last few years. It's continuing to drop because most of these, quote, mass shootings that go into the statistics are gangs shooting each other. If a group of Italian gangsters shoot each other, or a group of Irish mobsters shoot each other, or more often Mexican mafia shoot each other, or black gangsters, the Crips and the Bloods, it's counted as a mass shooting and not as a, you know, criminal gang war. It goes into those statistics, and then the media says, you know, 15, 20 children this year were killed in mass shootings. And they don't tell you that almost all of those were gang members shooting each other in shootouts. So, but even those shootings are way down. Even those numbers are way down. But the average American, they've got all the different polls and studies, tunes into television and watches all the docudramas and all the newscast. I mean, it all runs together, reality and reality becomes unreality after they spin it. And the average American will tell you they think crime is rampant. They think it's just unbelievably bad. And that's just not the case. The only crime or group of crimes that is up in this country are in select areas of the nation, namely along the southern border. Crime is actually up around 10% just in the last 2 years along the southern border because you got millions of desperate people coming across in Cochise County and Arizona and other areas, South Texas, the Mexican Mafia, most of them Mexican Special Forces. This has been in the Dallas Morning News and Houston Chronicle. I covered it a few weeks ago, are coming across and murdering people. I mean, even small-time drug dealers that aren't paying their cut. So we have that mafia moving in to the southwest, predominantly in Texas and Arizona, are the real hot spots. Federal officers being killed, being maimed. Forest Service, FBI, Border Patrol being killed, being taken hostage, being beaten. I mean, you can just type that into a search engine. Mainstream news articles will pop up for you. Those are really the only areas other than car theft. Car theft is up, too, because they've lowered the penalties for car theft. My car, many years ago, was stolen in Dallas when I was up visiting a girlfriend, and the cops wouldn't even come out and do a report for it. And I got mad and hung up the phone. Didn't say anything mean. I just said, fine, and hung the 911 call up without permission. So angry police showed up at my girlfriend's apartment and kind of demanded their way in. Just walked right past me, started searching around, and I said, what are you here for? I said, now you're going to fill out a report about my stolen vehicle. And it was found a day later, you know, script. But, again, I digress. The point is, crime is down big time. Big time. So what's the government doing? They're erecting all these laws for petty things. Arguing with the police is now resisting, or protesting, you get jail time. Just hundreds of new ways to get people into the system. And because, I mean, they've gone from 1.3 million in prison to 7 million in the system now just in the last, 8 years. So it's getting worse and worse. And they're building more prisons. And every day I see articles, prison overcrowding, there's a problem. Why, Texas has prison overcrowding. We've got to get more prisons. Texas has more prisons than any other state in the union, and if Texas was a country, it'd be number 5 for prisoners. The state of Texas, number 5 in the world. They built so many prisons here. I mean, when you drive out in the country, that's all you'll see is giant prisons. Literally, come down to our state. They bring them in from all these other states. And then they'll do stuff like go, oh, there's overcrowding. We've got to, right after they build some juvenile justice center, some giant compound to put your children in, after they build some new law enforcement center, 5 years later, oh, we got to expand it. There's not enough beds in it. Killers are going to get you. So, but in a sick way, the argument's true. It actually has made crime go down because they actually now are keeping real criminals in jail a few years longer, but so many other innocent people as well. So it's kind of a catch 22. I mean, crime is still high. You look at our crime numbers from 100 years ago. I wish I could draw a graph out on radio, but I can't. But if you just go online and, you know, go to universities and criminology departments and look at crime rates, you know, a 100-year graph, say from 1900 to 2000, and you see it explode during Prohibition. So let's imagine the Himalayan mountains or the Rocky Mountains. You know how you'll have foothills and then it builds up to larger peaks and then finally you'll have the biggest peaks, or, you know, the highest peak. Well, picture it as just almost no crime in this country. I mean, a double murder would be national news for months. It was incredible. Just hardly any crime. A shootout out west would be the stuff of legends, and you know, 20 books would be written about it. Well, that builds up until Prohibition, and then you start getting some pretty big mountains. I mean, it goes up substantively. But still, nothing compared to the 1950s and 60s. Television, the advent of television and the violence on television almost immediately injected. People got desensitized, and it caused more and more murders, more and more people to think that, well, that's how I'm supposed to act. I'm supposed to kill people. But by seeing that imagery over and over again, there's a lot of major studies that show this. But what those studies don't take into account, something I do take into account, is that we just had a huge war. Millions of people came home who had seen violence, who had killed, and they admit that a lot of the new gangs and crime rings were peopled by soldiers. Then Korea came, really violent. And out of that, you got the Hell's Angels and all these other groups. So that's another part of it. Wars always create a larger criminal group, a group that's desensitized. And the government even writes up documents and plans where they say that wars help get them future personnel. That's why Hitler was so effective. He had all those World War I veterans who were, I mean, that was the most vicious war ever to make up his body of individuals. So, all right, now I've been on a 10-minute diatribe. The point is, 8 dead in U.S. church massacre, 7 people have been shot dead, and several others hurt by a gunman who opened fire at a U.S. church service. The gunman shot and killed himself after the shooting spree. The incident happened on Saturday at the Sheraton Hotel in Brookfield, Wisconsin, where the service was regularly staged. 4 died at the scene, and 3 others died later. Other injuries, police said, they ranged in age from teenagers to over 60s. People said they were not seeking anyone else in connection with the shootings. Now, remember that we had Larry Ashbrook. What was it, about 99? Larry Ashbrook. And this was only on the radio and the newspaper that day and the next day. He walks into the Baptist youth meeting at the Big Baptist Church in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. And he begins yelling, "Hail Satan, die Christians," shooting the Christians. I don't know, he killed about 10 people. I'm going from memory here. And then it actually came out, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, that he had been in the Navy and that he had gone to the police, gone to the paper, and he said, "Look, I'm under mind control. They're telling me to kill people. Please, please." And this was after Columbine, by the way. You know, things were even heightened then. You know, where your kid says the word gun or writes the word gun in an article, he gets arrested. But this guy is telling him, I've been programmed to kill. It happened when I was in the Navy. And then neighbors even saw what he claimed. Men in a white van pulling him out of his house about a week before it happened. Then he went completely ape, tore his house up, poured cement in the toilet and the bathtub, went totally crazy, and went in and started shooting people and then sat down and blew his own head off. It turned out he was friends with Buford Furrow. This is in the Houston Chronicle. They were part of the Phineas Priest, the supposed white supremacist group. But it turned out Buford Furrow lived at a U.S. military base, Air Force base, in Washington State, and had an email address that was with the National Security Council, same folks running the drills on 9/11 of flying hijacked jets in the buildings. It always leads back to those guys. And that he had been a government operative. And he just goes and turns himself in nicely. He's the guy that shot up the Jewish center. So it just gets worse and worse and worse. I don't know what this is. I don't know what's going on here. But very interesting. And now they're saying Al-Qaeda plans to hit the schools. Oh, we got to turn our guns in to stop Al-Qaeda. We'll cover that when we get back and take your calls. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
About 6 months ago, we got an internal FBI report, even before it was in the Associated Press. We told you about it from our sources, that Al Qaeda is planning somewhere in the Southwest to walk into a public school and mow down, and I mean, it's going to be systematic, hundreds of children. And of course, that's because the federal guidelines are that the school will be locked down once someone's in it. That's the official rule. And the principals have these automatic systems where it's literally prison doors, wire mesh on the windows. If there's a shooter inside, they lock it down, and the mass death begins. At Columbine, The SWAT team stayed outside for over 4 hours. I'd always thought almost 4 hours, but I had the editor of the Rocky Mountain News on a few years ago talking about the case, and he goes, oh, no, Alex, I was there. It was 4 hours, 15 minutes from the time they got there, and they would allow no one in, no one to be helped. He was bleeding to death. There were no shots coming out of the building. They were ordered to do it by the feds. And it then came out in the Denver Post and in the Rocky Mountain News that at least, this is bare minimum, two of the children, my numbers are six, were shot by SWAT team members when they tried to exit the building. Now, a teacher, one of the SWAT team members, was crying, saying, oh, I blew his head off, I blew his head off. So the teacher had a little recorder and recorded this, and that's why it all came out in court. They declared national security on a bunch of it. But I'm just trying to give you the background of all of this. And, of course, you've got Eric Harris and Kleibold, both on psychotropic drugs. One of their fathers was an Air Force officer at a secret base. The other was a theoretical physicist for NASA. The FBI, the son of an FBI agent, founded the Trenchcoat Mafia in 97 at the school. Harris and Kleibold were part of the gifted program, had been through the special death education program that first started at Columbine in 1990. It was a 1991 2020 special about it, where they put the children in coffins until one of them almost suffocated. You think I'm joking? I have it, and I have the 2020 news piece, the clips and the articles about it in my film, The Takeover. So it was a major mind control operation, and the children running out. I have these clips from CNN and other places. They came running out, going, "They were four men in masks. They were shooting us." And all they have for proof for you is just a shot of Harris and Kleibold walking through a lunchroom with rifles. So, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. All of this stuff going on, all of this stuff happening, and all of these shootings are extremely, extremely suspect in the way they get hyped up. And, of course, the school was half empty that day. It's roughly half empty. That's mainstream news. And the sheriff was having an early lunch with the principal down the street at a Subway shop. And how did Harris and Kleibold get 100-plus bombs, improvised explosive propane bombs, in the school before they started then shooting from the parking lot? Over 100 bombs. Two people in a school with cameras. She was the modern school with the cameras all over it. How'd they get 115 bombs, some of them huge backpack-sized bombs? How'd their vehicle hold that? They load it into the vehicle and then suddenly start shooting in the parking lot going into the school. And they have their own kind of little artificial lockdown where if you tried to leave, they'd shoot you. And they sit there for 4 hours, making sure folks really doing the shooting got a chance to get away. Unbelievable. And so this dovetails with this article, report Al-Qaeda may target U.S. theater schools. And a flashback, Iraqi sources, Al-Zawahiri arrested, just like the staged Saddam capture. They claim they've captured him now four times. And then a month later, they always capture him again. And they never say that the old one was a false capture. Who the Kurds had caught months before, he was found in a hole. They'll hold him until it's politically expedient, and then he'll be discovered. This despite the fact that we were told that he was already killed once and arrested twice. Four times, Paul, arrested four times. And then here's the Reuters article, Abu Masab Al-Zawahiri, Al-Qaeda's chief ally in Iraq, may be planning attacks on soft targets in the United States, including movie theaters, restaurants, and schools, Time magazine reported Sunday. White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley would not discuss the specific warning, which Time was circulating among U.S. security agencies last week in a restricted bulletin. I reported this 6 months ago. But he said the administration was concerned about reports, which we think are very credible, that Zawahiri is working more closely with Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda organization. Just like Operation Northwood says, we need to kill kids or use list of young people on the death list when we remote control crash an aircraft, because that makes the people get really mad. Yeah, you take a mammal's young, mammals get upset. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, your calls are coming up here momentarily, and then I'm going to plunge into the rest of all this important news. But you saw the shootings in Russia, where supposedly these people are held up holding hundreds of children and teachers hostage. And I go, folks, this is a government op. I go, I don't know that, but that's what my gut tells me. I mean, we got Vladimir Putin, who was caught in 99 as vice president, with his FSB planting bombs in a fourth building by Moscow police. They arrested FSB planting hexogen bombs, the same bombs that were used to blow up three other buildings. Then they blame it on the Chechens. The Chechen leader said, are you crazy? Why would we blow you up and then get the Russian people behind invading us? We're not doing this. Again, who stands to gain? Why would the Arabs really attack us? Are they stupid? No. No, they're not stupid. That's like punching the 800-pound gorilla when you're a 95-pound weakling who's on crutches. It's just mindless just the common sense. But so I'm looking at it, I'm like, during the siege, I'm on record, I said, you watch, something's going to happen, the place is going to blow up, something to confuse everybody, and the real group that did the kidnappings in their mask will slip out the back, and then somebody that they shoot up with drugs will be the sole survivor, I mean, I said this on air, and it's not that I have a crystal ball. I know how they operate. The magician creates a fog with sleight of hand while he misdirects you, and then you buy the story. And sure enough, boom, the Russians. Now, everybody saw the Russian troops, the special forces, go in, and so they had to admit that, well, they used a bomb to breach the wall. Because everybody sees them rush in, and it happens. And then the terrorist inside detonated a bomb and started shooting everybody. But then all the terrorists are killed. Everybody is killed, except for one guy who they haul out, and he looks all drugged out and wild-eyed, and then they admit they torture him, and then he goes off and gets convicted. But then later it comes out, Russian generals involved, ordering troops out of the area, ordering police out of the area, Russian government involved, giving explosives to the supposed terrorist. I mean, that's all mainstream Russian and British and Dutch and French and German news now. We've got a whole section on PrisonPlanet.com. And what do? They send in their special forces in their mask. They hold everybody hostage, wait till all the news cameras get there. Normally, Putin won't let news cameras aim at anything over there. But for this, they let everybody get assembled, aim their cameras. I told you we got to take your rights and we got to fight the terrorists. Look what's happened. And then, boom, they blow real terrorists slip out the back, which they now admit, quote, the terrorists were able to escape. Most of them, a large group of them, the real special forces slip out. The people are all standing there, start running for their lives. They're gone. We've been let go. Let's go. And the Russian troops fire. Boom, 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 explosions. Oh, look, the terrorists are shooting their own people. Well, wait, it shows the Russian troops shooting. Well, they're firing at the terrorists, trying to save the other people. Boom, it looks like the Spetsnaz just blew the building up. Oh, no, they're fighting the evil terrorists. All the terrorists were killed except for the 8 or 9 that escaped right before it happened. I mean, it's the same thing with theater siege. I could go right, same MO. Guys in masks go in. They all don gas masks at the end. They release a gas, kills 160-plus people. They run in, shoot everybody. Oh, all the terrorists were killed. And then the reports come out that right before it happened, a bunch of guys slip out the back. As the gas is being released, that way the people all get knocked out and don't see that, that the terrorists slip out. But a few people that did survive say, yeah, right before it happened, these guys pull out masks and put them on. It's all sleight of hand. And we're going to have to put up with this here, folks. And, I don't know. I guess we're going to sit here on TV while they kill a bunch of kids. We'll probably go on for hours. We'll go on for days. It could go on for weeks. And they'll do absolutely nothing, and then there'll be some big explosion, and then the guys will slip out. They'll change back into, police uniforms and slip out the back, and George Bush will get up on TV and cry and say, sorry, we're registering all guns. We're going to start selectively arresting people who we think shouldn't have guns if you're under the suspicion of terrorism. On the terrorist watch list, they're already announcing this last week. You aren't going to be able to own a gun, turn them in. And, I never thought we'd need to turn them in, but I'm going to have to put my guns at a gun club and I chuck them out whenever I get to go shooting. But, darn it, Al-Qaeda hit our school, and I ain't about to put up with no more. Alex Jones, you turn your guns in, boy. These things changed after the attack on the college or the attack on the school. It'll probably be an attack on an elementary school. And I'll have to sit here and hear it and watch it and watch the serial killers on TV as our saviors. And yes, I'm making a prediction. Yes, I can see it clearly. Man, get your children out of these public schools, please, for heaven's sake. Please, God, move these people to wake up, get them out. And it's just, it's disgusting. And the point is, it's not that statistically your school's going to get hit by this. It's that these are atmospheres that have been set up for this. It's all been set. And if you don't think the globalists won't kill a bunch of kids to get control of stuff, again, you're living on another planet. You don't know history. You don't know facts. I mean, Gladiola that I talked about, I put the Operation Gladiola in the takeover. Made that back in 2000. But, Gladiola is in the takeover. Made that in 2002. But Gladiola is now getting a lot more attention. Where the CIA, for a decade in Italy, would machine gun a bunch of people at a school, blow up a school bus, one of their favorites, assassinate people, bomb downtown areas. I mean, they killed hundreds. And it's just now publicly admitted, okay, all right, the government carried out the attacks to blame it on their political enemies. And that's what happened. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no discussion. It's now admitted. AP, London Guardian, BBC. It's public. Public officials have admitted it. I'm listening to NPR, as I said, in the Home Depot parking lot a few months ago with my mouth hanging open. I knew it about Mossadegh, but I couldn't believe they were admitting it. They had Kermit Roosevelt on, the grandson of Roosevelt, and all these people going, yeah, in 1953, we hired 2,000 thugs, we machine-gunned, we bombed mosque, and we screamed, up with Mossadegh, up with communism. Of course, Mossadegh was anti-communist and pro-West, man of the year 2 years before that, threw the communists out. But he wouldn't give the globalists all his oil, so they put the Shah in. And here they were, just calmly admitting it on NPR like it was good and normal. Oh, yeah, we killed a bunch of people. We bombed stuff. I mean, they just do it over and over, and they were admitting it. That the people that did it were proud of themselves. Proud of themselves. Hiring 2,000 thugs in all their different cities to run around bombing, slaughtering, killing, machine gunning, and then screaming, Mossadegh, Mossadegh, oh, up with Mossadegh. We're doing it. And Mossadegh fought him and tried to arrest him and got thrown out. And then they go on the air and they admit it 50 years later. I mean, they go on the air and they brag about it. And you people out there are still in denial. Heaven help us. And heaven help whatever school or mall this scum picks. But I am so angry about this. And I'm sitting here. I want to save these lives. You know, it's like I know a serial killer's in our town. I know he's going to strike again. I know who he is. I know what he's going to do. And I'm sitting here telling a lot of you, and you're not going to listen. We're going to have to watch him do it. I have to sit here, and I have to watch him kill, and kill, and kill, and kill, and kill, and kill, and kill. Over and over again. And then, unlike any serial killer case in history, I have to watch them on TV tearing up and telling you to give your liberties up and make them God, basically. But it's too rich. It's too much. It's off the scale. Oh. It just blows my mind. I'll get to this later. I promise to go to your calls. We'll go to them. John in Texas, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, John.
Yep.
Yeah, you keep talking, yeah.
Alex.
All right, let him go. He doesn't know he's on.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen in a paper the other day in the Houston Chronicle that Iranian President Mohammad Khatami was visiting Hugo Chavez in Venezuela.
Yes.
And I do know that our good friends and trading partners, the Red Chinese, are down there cutting all kinds of sweetheart deals, and I surely have military people down there. And not too long ago, George Bush's good friend, Vladimir Putin, a guy he could look into and see his soul and could trust him, sold him 200,000 AK-47 assault rifles. I just wonder what the deal is down there.
Well, it's a very complex situation. You know, over 20,000 Chinese troops are in Panama.
Oh, yeah, they control the canal.
And they've taken over all of our old bases. And our government could have gotten it back. And the Republicans that controlled the House and Senate in 2000 went along with Bill Clinton. And the conservatives said, you're not conservative if you don't give the canal over. And Putin is openly saying he'll go after us. So are the Chinese. But our government isn't worried about them. No, no, they're worried about Iran and Syria, who were third world countries and have done nothing to us.
Well, it seems like Iran's tried to buddy up in to put a force inside of our hemisphere.
Well, no, the neocons will do that. Look, our government is criminal. It's controlled let me just go over this, okay? Our government is controlled by Europe. So we're being subdivided. Deals have been made as they divide the world up, and our government's made the deal with the Trilateral Commission. This is all public. You can read their own public documents on this. To give much of our hemisphere to the Chinese. That's the deal. Okay? And Iran is in OPEC, along with Venezuela, so Iran's over there trying to talk to them about production, because we get most of our oil from Venezuela. Okay? And so, yeah, the neocons will say, see, Chavez is bad. He's an evil communist. He's in league with Iran. Iran's just over there dealing with oil.
Okay, they're not there because we're on their border, too, and they want to have a counterbalance or whatever to...
Well, no, I mean, that could be. I mean, Iran has said, if you hit us, we're going to hit you with everything we've got. If you start using precision nukes on us, which I think's wrong, I think they should take it. I think if they know a cruise missile's coming, they should stand up on top of their Capitol building, open their shirt up, and go, kill me, I'm your slave. I have no right to fight back. You are God. But at the same time, Iran's not stupid. They're saying, to be serious, your government's behind the terror. We wouldn't attack anything. Leave us alone. These are peaceful reactors. You know it. British and Russian companies sold us this. Why did you give real reactors to North Korea? Why are you letting Pakistan have nukes? We don't want nukes. We've got inspectors in here. Leave us alone.
But you don't think this is going to be a threat to our southern borders, that it's not going to start getting worse down there?
Oh, yeah, the globalists will tell you it's a threat and leave the border open still.
Yeah, I know the border's still open. I have one other question I wanted to ask you. The new world order, the globalists, are all what you call organized criminals, gangsters. And you know, if you study anything about gangsters, whether it's political or they're criminal, they have nasty habits of double-crossing each other. Is there any chance that they may decide they don't need us anymore and you pull like a global St. Valentine's Day massacre on us?
Well, I've had former top KGB people on, British MI6, CIA, and they'll tell you the slickest in the world are the British. And that's what we're modeled after, kind of a merger with that and the Gestapo. And that's the model, because the British have been doing it the longest time. And, I mean, look, when it comes to the European power bloc, they control things through the British, which are kind of like the center of the wheel. And the U.S. is kind of the big muscle man, or the Luca Brasi enforcer. And it's all about globalism. It's more sophisticated than that. Listen, I appreciate your call, John. Let's go ahead and talk to... it's a consortium. It's a syndicate. It's a commission. Let's go ahead and talk to Lenny in Texas. Lenny, go ahead.
Yeah, what's the deal, man? I had a question and a comment. I was listening to one of your broadcasts, and I heard you say that you're currently 31, and you've been doing it since you were about 20. One, how did you learn about the New World Order? And two, what made you decide to devote your life to fighting?
Well, I get that question a lot, more and more. I mean, I'd read a lot of history books. I'd watch C-SPAN and see them say one thing and pass something, and I'd see CNN lie about it. So I knew that there was lying and manipulation. I knew the Federal Reserve was private. I knew that we were losing our sovereignty. I knew that Waco was wrong. I knew that Oklahoma City was wrong. That's right when I got involved back in 1995. And so really, it's been a journey for myself, learning more and more, learning about history, learning about how the globalists operate.
Okay. And do you have any more news on this shooting or whatever happened in Atlanta? And I heard about the lockdown on the schools. I'm not sure if that's exactly true or whatever.
But well, no, the caller said that. The caller said there was 5 states locked down, and I could never find that. I went home and watched TV, and they said 5 states were under higher security level. Schools in Atlanta and other areas were on lockdown, and so that part is true. I don't know about all 5 states, but I do have the Washington Post and Gannett News Service from 2003 where they said if there's a red alert, the entire region or country will be locked down, and you will have no rights, and your children will be taken from you. Thanks for the call, sir. Good to hear from you, Lenny. John in Alaska. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. John hung up. Okay. Who's up next? Richard in Nebraska. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that yesterday, between 6 and 6:30 Omaha time here on what they call the Good Life Cable Television Channel, they had a program called Homefront America, and where they had they actually had a program at the school, ATF, training to combat threats. And if I had been watching it, luckily I value my television more than I do the programming. Otherwise, my shoe would have gone through the screen. from what I was
So, let me guess. They were saying there's evil right-wingers everywhere. The real terrorists aren't Al-Qaeda. It's the evil gun owners.
Yeah, and they were basically glorifying themselves, saying how good they were and how evil everybody else was and how they didn't make any mistakes and how, oh, they went on and to where they ignored everything that they had been doing wrong. And then they made a lot of lies as well, making them sound like they were the true.
Were they trying to link gun ownership to terrorism?
Pardon me?
Were they trying to link gun ownership to terrorism?
Yeah, in fact, they even went.
I just got that from the name, the home front.
Yeah, they even went so far.
They're the commandos that guard the home front.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the incredible leaders that love you.
I wanted to let you know, too, if you wanted to get the computer website for it and anything, they marked it down. If you wanted to follow
up on what's the name of the program again?
Okay, it was on Homefront America. And their computer website was Homefront America, then DOTEV, all in capital letters.
All right, tell me more on the other side. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's some suspicious facts surrounding this latest shooting in Wisconsin that I'll get into later. We got Tom Flacco coming on to talk about, well, some of the more unbelievable dark secrets of the elite and how it ties into all the call boy rings in the White House. That's coming up. I will continue, though, with Richard and Randy and Johanna and Rodney's calls. Before I go back to your calls, my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, is now out and is now shipping. It is my best film yet. It is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It covers the police state in the first part. The second part is about 9/11. That's an hour long. And then, of course, there's also the third part, which is about the elite and the satanic organizations, all from mainstream news, and my infiltration of the Grove and how it ties into Schwarzenegger, and just so much more. You need this video. Call toll-free to get Martial Law by dialing 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And you can get a discount on any of my 12 films by getting three or more. You save $18 on the three-tape special, or to be accurate, $17.85 by getting the three-tape special, and $24 by getting the four-tape special. 1-888-253-3139, or order via my safe, secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or by writing to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can watch the new film and all my other films, my weekly TV reports, bunch of e-books, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. So don't procrastinate. Take action now. Get my film. Make copies of it. Get it out to people. Finishing up real quick, Richard, Nebraska. So you saw this special on this show called Homefront America. And, boy, that sounds like an Orwellian-titled program. What was the rest of the website? Homefront?
Okay, homefrontamerica.tv, and TV are all in capital letters. And then if you want to look for the program episode, it's called ATF Training to Combat Threats.
Well, isn't that nice of them? Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch much TV, but I read the little synopses of all these different shows, and it's like everything now. It's just everything's terrorism. We wear black masks. We're going to take your rights, but it's for your own good. We're infallible. We're your government. Worship us. Randy in Florida. Randy, go ahead.
Well, I hope you can hold me over during the break. I was at the rally for Terry yesterday. In Florida?
Yeah, for Terry Schiavo Schindler.
You know, and I wanted to give you a little report on it, but you're at the top of the hour here.
Now, go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, there was a statement read from Mel Gibson to her parents that said that he supports their efforts and their struggle to save her, and he called upon her, Michael Schiavo, to surrender care and custody of her to her parents.
Well, that's good of Mr. Gibson.
There was a statement pre-recorded remarks read from Dr. Dobson on Focus on the Family, which...
What about this gentleman that offered $1 million, and he's a multimillionaire, to...
That's been turned down. That really didn't get any coverage at the rally yesterday, but...
But, so he's already turned it down.
Yeah, and that expires at 5 o'clock today, and he's rejected that. He said he's not here for the money. He just doesn't want to betray Terry.
Oh, really? He'll get $1 million if she's killed.
But the other thing is,
from the settlement, yeah,
they had a surprise speaker there at the end. It was a woman a little bit younger than Terry from California, who was in a similar comatose. Well, Terry's not in a coma, but this woman was comatose for years on a feeding tube, and they took her tube out for 8 days, and she could feel herself being starved. She said she was aware of everything that was going on in her room.
And they're pulling the tube at 5 o'clock today. We'll be talking about that coming up. Stay with us.